Didn't take long after the J.P. Morgan news broke for President Obama's campaign to seize an opportunity. A campaign ad rips Mitt Romney for his tenure at the head of a private equity firm. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson.
The ad is a 2-minute trial balloon airing for just one day in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Iowa, and Colorado. It goes after Romney's central claim that his business experience qualifies him to turn the American economy around. The ad portrays Romney as a heartless buyout artist who piled up companies with debt, enriched investors, then let the companies go bankrupt. It features workers laid off from GST Steel, which Romney's company, Bain Capital, bought in 1993.
Those guys were all rich. They all have more money than they'll ever spend, yet they didn't have the money to take care of the very people that made the money for them.
Stephanie Cutter of the Obama campaign says Romney's policies would benefit the rich and leave middle-class workers behind.
This is about the values Romney lived by and the values he's promising to live by as a president.
Cutter said the issue is not the private equity industry as a whole. Indeed, Mr. Obama attended a fundraiser last night at the home of a top executive at the world's largest private equity firm. The Obama ad, however, got some unexpected criticism from a former Obama economic advisor, Stephen Ratner, who called the ad unfair.
Bain Capital's responsibility was not to create 100,000 jobs. It was to make profits for his investors. So, yeah, I do think to pick out an example of somebody who lost their job, unfortunately, this is part of capitalism. This is part of life.
The Romney campaign countered with a web video featuring positive testimonials from workers at another steel company, SDI, that Romney and Bain Capital owned for about 5 years in the 1990s. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.